Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
The 66th International Rose of Tralee is happening in the Kingdom right now and across tonight and tomorrow night. We are going to see 32 women take to the stage vying for the sash. And a couple of weeks ago, we were joined by the 2025 Dublin Rose, and we are so delighted to have her back on the show this morning. On the line, live from Tralee, Adele Cronin. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Leanne and Paul. How are things?
We are very good. How are you is more important.
Oh, so nice to see. And how are you guys keeping?
Oh, we're wonderful. Listen, Adele, you were on the show with us a couple of weeks ago. And I think it was only a couple of weeks since you had been handed the Dublin Rose sash. Now all this time has passed. Tell us how the experience has been since we last spoke.
Oh, I've been flat out like a badger on a bypass. That's how I can put it. I've been so busy, but in a good way. So kept going so much with my own job, and we just finished there up for term, and then I went straight into Rose duties. Well, I was kind of coming and going in between the duties in the meantime, but last week I sat my 5 exams, as it only felt like yesterday I was saying to you guys that I was going sitting them. So that's all done and in the past now, and I just have driven on since then. So it feels like 3 weeks since I sat the exams. It was only last Wednesday, and I joined that was my last one, and then I joined the ladies on Wednesday evening down in Kenmare, and I've just thrown myself into everything, and it's been amazing. It's an amazing experience.
I feel like reminding us again about the exams and what the exams kind of you were sitting, because it was a big enough set of exams, Adele.
They were intense enough, I will say. So they were King's Entrance exams. So they're the entrance exams to get into the barrister degree. So I can't wait, hopefully, maybe to find out in the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks if I have a position. So fingers crossed.
So fingers crossed, you might have a crown and a position.
Awesome. That'd be a loss. That would be a loss. I'd be so grateful for one or the other. But here we are.
And listen, you've been on the tour since Wednesday, you said. I know you've been dipping in and out over the course of the period of time. What sort of things have you been doing on the tour?
Yeah, so actually the days have been so jam-packed, but it's been amazing. And my highlights of the week was the Kenmare Bay Sports. I threw myself into a wetsuit and helmet and life jacket, and I threw myself into that bay. It was one day that one evening I didn't have to have my makeup or no hair, no worries in the world at all, and the girls just got stuck in. It was unreal.
Oh, it looks like so much fun. I've been keeping up to date with all things Rose of Tralee on social media as well. All of the activities, like you said, the water sports in Kenmare as well, just look like you're having the best crack ever. Now, you arrived to Tralee on Friday. Adele, I'm sure past Roses have told you kind of, you know, what to expect, but tell us, has it lived up to your expectations?
This question, I love this question, because I've gone in with literally no expectations whatsoever, and I'm surprised every single time with something that happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm ear to ear grinning every day. So everything that happens is just so great. Like.
And so tonight, then you'll take the stage in the first of two live shows, right? Are you nervous? Are you excited? What are you feeling?
I'm not feeling anything, to be honest. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But you know what? I take it in my stride, and I've said to the girls, and trying to be mindful of the other girls as well who might feel a little nervous. And I just said, look, lads, just take it in your stride, and all you can do is your best, and you're just there to be yourself. And that's what it's all about. Like, every single woman is so different, and that's the beauty of it, I think. And you know, I'm just kind of going in, and I haven't even thought about any aspect of the judging or whatsoever of being nearly, you know, I suppose a surveillance, but I actually haven't at all, and it's just been an amazing experience just to get to know the girls, and I'm just throwing myself in it, really, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you have absolutely the right attitude going forward, especially for tonight as well. I think a part of the Rose of Tralee that people love to watch when the televised nights are on our screens is the talent aspect. Have you got a talent for tonight?
Yeah, so I'm lucky enough to be singing tonight. So you guys have to keep an eye out. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. And before we let you go, who is there to support you in the Dome tonight?
Yeah, so I have, like, I literally have my three golden trinity is Connemara, my Galway family, from hailing from Ochterard and Inverin. And I have Dublin, Tala, Yup Tala.
Yup Tala, Adele.
And I have even my... plus my Kerry family too, so I have all three.
Oh wow. Oh,
you are covering the ground, girly. Well done.
Oh, Adele, we're so excited for you.
I am buzzing to watch you. Yup, Tala, I'll be there cheering you on, my friend, tonight. Have an absolute ball and enjoy every single minute of this experience.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Of course. And hopefully we'll chat to you once you're back from Tralee as well. The Rose of Tralee is on tonight at 8 p.m. and you can catch Adele on that tonight. We cannot wait.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.
The way when I listen to this, I want to start screaming, crying.
Now, can I ask a question though, right?
Yeah.
Who sings the original of that?
Oh, good question.
Okay, see, there you go. Should have put that in the quiz, shouldn't I?
Should have, actually. I don't know.
But I want to hear like the techno dance reboot.
No, do not remix that.
Why?
Because it is so special.
I'm going to hand that over to Mark McKay for an idea of a dance.
Don't,
because
he'll do it.
Well, listen, we couldn't but far let us go, right, with the Rose of Tralee without doing a bit of a quiz. Because like we said there, our dear friend Leanne Hanifin here, she is super fan, right?
And also, I need to preface it in saying that I'm a super fan because I actually am from Tralee. So the Rose of Tralee is something that I would have grown up with my entire life. When I was a little babogue, only able to walk, I was down at that parade on the Saturday night watching all those glorious women on the floats, like wishing I was one of them.
And it's always been on a Monday, Tuesday, has it? Or have they moved it over recent years?
No, the televised party is always on a Monday and a Tuesday. What people probably don't realise is the Rose of Tralee Festival actually happens from Friday just gone until tomorrow night, Tuesday, is when it wraps.
Well, actually, I think I've told you this before, but many, many moons ago, I was part of a dance troupe who ended up dancing within the dome, on stage in the dome, to Mystique's Scandalous, as part of entertainment on one of the days of the dome.
Oh, brilliant.
And my poor dad had to, God bless him, he had to pick me up from Kerry to drop me to Cork because we were on our holidays. But he had to drop me from Cork to Kerry to then bring me back. Also, I could dance on the Rose of Tralee.
I mean, it's a big stage. Also, the dome as well, because this is where the televised parts happen as well, is not actually like a tent, or like it, sorry, it is a tent. It doesn't look like it on the TV though.
No,
but it's
doesn't.
Literally a marquee in a car park. Now they've moved it in the last couple of years, the last two or three years, but it's just so special.
Well, look, it'd be remiss of us not to try and test your knowledge, because you did say something quite scandalous up in the office there before we came on air. You said that if there was a subject for Mastermind, this would be yours, am I right? Well, Leanne Hanifin.
Oh, are we doing this? Mastermind, the Rose of Tralee.
Leanne Hanifin, state your name, age and location, please.
I'm not going to give you my age. Leanne Hanifin in the 98 FM studio.
Yes, okay. Question, I'll give you the year, right? And then I want you to tell me the name of the winning Rose's name that they were representing.
Okay,
so I'll give you the year.
Yeah.
And I want the name of the person.
Yep.
And the place they were representing.
Okay, love it. I'm feeling confident.
Starting with number one. The year
is
2009.
2009 was Charmaine Kenny from London.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God,
no,
how
like,
do you know
figure
this?
Out how obsessed I am with the Rose of Tralee after this.
Now, in fairness on this one even I kind of had a bit of a clue because I know this person, I've worked with this person. 2014.
Maria Walsh from Philadelphia.
Oh my God, yes. We're going to swap it a little bit, right? I'm going to give you the name of the winning rose. You have to tell me the year that they won.
Yeah.
And extra points if you can say where they represented.
I'll give you that extra point. Go on.
Oh, here she goes. Jesus. Sinead Flanagan.
Yeah. Was 2019 from Limerick.
Yes! And finally, Tara Talbot.
2011, Queensland.
Oh my goodness.
Do I get that as well?
Do you know what I want to do in future life? I think I just want to sit with you whilst you watch the Rose of Tralee and I watch you.
I am bet into it every single year. Tonight now, 8 o'clock, it's on RTE1. I will be down with the treats, sat, ready to watch this for 2.5 hours.
Okay, and who will you watch it with, or will you have to watch it on your
myself,
own?
I have to watch it by myself. Oh, I'll get too stressed otherwise.
Could you watch it with your mom? No.
I would. If I was at home, I'd watch it with her. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. She loves the Rose of Tralee as well.
Oh my goodness. Well, Leanne Hanifin, one day you may
do I pass the test?
Oh, 100%. You pass with flying colours. And actually, one day I hope to God that you join Dahi and you,
listen,
the two of you present.
It is my dream. I'm going to make it happen.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.